USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, an especially frequent target in the remarks delivered at last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention. Night three did see the vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris give an acceptance speech. There was also an address from President Trump's predecessor in the Oval Office.
For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work, no interest in finding common ground, no interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends.
And the president's defeated rival in 2016 also spoke.
I wish Donald Trump knew how to be a president, because America needs a president right now.
The nominee, Joe Biden, will give an address tonight to wrap up the convention as he accepts the nomination. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Iron.
The Trump administration trying to steal some of the spotlight this week from the Democratic convention. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence was in Wisconsin, where he said there's a lot at stake in this November election.
I believe the choice in this election is whether America remains America.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case concerning the overturning of Obamacare, but they won't hear those arguments until after November's election. Republicans have been aiming to get rid of the landmark health care law for years. Oral arguments in the case now set for the 10th of November, a week after Election Day. Democrats say killing the health care law would remove very popular protections for those with pre-existing conditions. More than one in five students say they won't attend college this fall. The College Reaction Poll finds 73% of them say they won't be in the classroom and instead plan to try to work full time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a TikTok update, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok. So says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC appeared stunned by Kudlow's answer. They said, it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do.
A TikTok star doesn't have lights or water at his Los Angeles home until further notice. Mayor Eric Garcetti says he's authorized the shutoff of Bryce Hall's utilities because of a flagrant violation of the public health orders that had been issued. This comes after Hall threw a packed 21st birthday party for himself at his Hidden Hills home last week. The mayor says parties of that magnitude put the community at risk big time. And the Cincinnati Reds are suspending broadcaster Tom Brenneman after he made a homophobic slur during a live broadcast last night. A hot mic picked up the comment right after a commercial break on Fox Sports Radio. He later apologized, but called a home run in the process of doing so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.